T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You want to keep an ear on the radio, because we'll tell you when the president is on the move today, with the UN General Assembly kicking off today with a session on climate change that President Trump plans to skip.
It'll be our president, a lot of presidents and prime ministers and important people getting around town. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is here with the rest of us in town today for this. And what do you see for the president this week?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, the president will meet with many foreign leaders, as he is expected to sit today with the leaders of Japan and South Korea, Egypt today. Midweek, he'll meet with the president of Ukraine as the whistleblower story swirls around him. Yesterday, the president traveled to Texas and Ohio, and along the way, he told reporters that his call with the president of Ukraine in late July was perfectly appropriate. He says that he did not apply pressure on the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden's son. The Wall Street Journal reported on Friday the president brought that up at least eight times over the course of that phone call in late July. The president also suggested yesterday he might release the transcript of that call, expressing some reticence, though. He says he's a little worried that it might set a precedent where it could weaken the trust between American presidents and their overseas counterparts. But he also says that there will be some kind of determination made about how to release the transcript, I suppose, to try to put to rest these doubts about whether the president did set some kind of a quid pro quo, withholding American aid to Ukraine in exchange for a promise from the Ukrainian president that he would initiate an investigation into Hunter Biden and his involvement with a Ukrainian gas company.
And the president will be meeting with the president of Ukraine, I believe, on Wednesday. They'll be talking, and everyone will be looking at that, trying to read the tea leaves.
That is correct. Volodymyr Zelensky will meet with the president on Wednesday. The president was also asked if he's going to meet with Iran while he's here in New York, and he said there are no plans to do that. He says, I'm always open. I would meet if they wanted, he says, but I have absolutely no plans to meet with them.
Stephen Portnoy at the United Nations this week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.